From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula have continued into the night. An emergency meeting at the Panmunjom Truce Village, trying to avert the threat of war between North and South Korea, stretched into the early hours of Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday evening local time, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless South Korea ended propaganda broadcasts into the communist North and removed banks of loudspeakers it installed along the border. The deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers being removed, and the talks began at 6 p.m. local time. After nearly 10 hours, there was no word from either North or South Korea about whether the negotiations were making any progress or how long they would continue. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, three American contractors working for NATO units in Afghanistan are among the dead.
Eyewitnesses and officials say that a NATO convoy was traveling through a residential area of the Afghan capital during late afternoon rush hour when a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed car near it. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekrorian neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News. Three Americans and a Briton are being honored in France for their courage in overpowering a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris. French President François Hollande thanked U.S. President Barack Obama by telephone Saturday for what he called the exemplary actions of U.S. servicemen Alex Scarlatos and Spencer Stone. He plans to meet personally in the coming days with all of those involved in the overcoming of the would-be attacker. Scarlatos, a National Guardsman from Oregon, said that he and his friend, Air Force serviceman Spencer Stone, knew they had to respond when they saw the attacker with an automatic rifle.
He definitely planned a shooting, though. He had about 7 or 8 magazines in his backpack with him and 2 firearms, so he was there to do business, that's for sure. We got really lucky that his AK jammed, or else I don't know how it would have turned out.
The White House says President Obama spoke Saturday by phone with Stone to wish him a speedy recovery and to extend gratitude of all Americans for his extraordinary bravery aboard the train. Stone was later seen leaving a hospital in Lille and getting into a car with diplomatic plates. Spanish authorities have identified the attacker as Ayub El-Khazani, a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. Thousands of migrants boarded trains in Macedonia headed north into EU countries Saturday, but hundreds of migrants, many fleeing the Syrian civil war and other violence in the Middle East, are still waiting in a no-man's land between Greece and Macedonia. Earlier, some of the migrants took advantage of a chaotic scene at the border and rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police, who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. Police fired stun grenades and several people were injured in the border clashes. Security forces managed to contain hundreds, but several thousand others tore through muddy fields into Macedonian territory after days spent in the open without access to shelter, food, or water. At least 10 soldiers were killed and 20 others wounded Saturday in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo when a car loaded with explosives drove onto an army base and detonated. The bombers rammed their vehicle into the gates of a former university campus that is now a military camp, that is, where African Union peacekeepers from Kenya and Somalia are training to fight the Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab. And at least 7 people have been killed and more than a dozen others injured after a military jet taking part in an air show crashed onto a busy highway near Brighton, England. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.